The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Thanks so much for joining me on this super cool edition of Build Your Tribe. Today, what I'm doing is going live on Periscope to deliver one of the messages that will soon be a final message in the Virtual Business Academy. Now, the reason why I wanted to share this with you is a couple of reasons. Number one, I'll just bet that you struggle with email too. It happens to be like the most ultimate thing we can use to build our businesses and our nemesis. But the second reason why I wanted to do this was to show you how incredibly valuable it is to master your message and to refine how it is and what it is you teach to your audience. I was just about to film an updated version of this lesson for the Virtual Business Academy when it dawned on me that there might be some questions after people watch this video that I'm too close to it and I don't even realize that there are areas where people struggle. So instead of trying to guess, instead of recording it and then having to later go back in and update the module or the lesson, I decided to use live streaming video as my focus group. This is so cool and so powerful. Let's see what happens. Off to the live stream. Hi. Are you sick of me yet? You've had me on so much today. This is a really cool lesson. I'm excited to share this with you guys. If you've ever struggled with your email, hello, who hasn't? If you hate your inbox, if your email is like, it just, it makes you want to pull out your hair and you can't handle it and you wish you could get it to a level zero, then please share because I need your input. That's why I'm asking you to share. Number one is I'm going to share a free lesson. This is a lesson that will be included in the Virtual Business Academy. But what I'm doing right now is teaching you the lesson first before I record the final version for the Virtual Business Academy. The reason why I want to do that is because I'm going to teach the lesson for you. I'm going to cover all of my best practices to get you to inbox zero. But then I want to see if you have questions because those questions will help me to create a better lesson within the academy. Yes, this is great. It's great for me. Like, you know, when they say there's never anything free, there's always a cost to it. Yeah, there is because I want to know after I finish giving you my best tips. Literally, I don't know anybody who doesn't struggle with email. We hate it and we love it. So I'm going to share with you this lesson. And then I would love for you, if you guys don't mind, to write down your questions and then I'm going to get to them. Somebody asked how many times I scope per day? Just once. Usually, I think today I did like three times though. But yeah, usually I just scope once a day. You're loving all the updates to the Virtual Business Academy. Yay. Okay, cool. All right. So here we go. You ready? Step number one is you should only ever be logging in to one account. From now on, you only have one email account. And quite frankly, I think it should be Gmail. Gmail is one of the only accounts that affords you two-factor authentication, syncs with Google Drive, syncs with Google Docs, has so many cool features and functions and labs and creative tools that people don't even know about. So only one email address. Now, I know what you're thinking, but wait, what about my Hotmail account? What about my AOL account? Right? All those other accounts, Outlook, you can still have those, but we're going to forward all of them to Gmail. How great would it be to just log into one freaking account, one account, and be able to see all of your emails? Now, I know that there are other email providers that provide for you two-factor authentication now, but I am going to tell you, if you're asking me for my best practices, I'm going to tell you Gmail only. Now, what about, Shalene, if I have email accounts that are specifically attached to my domain name, like jazzyjeff@jazzyjeff.com. Well, Gmail has a solution for you. It's called Google Apps, and there is an app for that that allows you to very quickly and succinctly automate it. So it's still, when you reply, it still looks like it's jazzyjeff at jazzyjeff.com, but it's coming through and to your Google account. It's amazing. And there are plenty of tutorials. I'm going to put some of those tutorials inside the Virtual Business Academy. But for those of you who are not Virtual Business Academy members, you can use Google and you can search for them. Amazing, right? I know. Okay, so that's number one. Is from now on, are we clear? Are we clear? We're never, ever, ever again going to use mail. That's on your, you know, you're not going to use these anymore. You can't, you have to decide on a singular practice. You're no longer going to use Outlook. You're no longer going to use the mail app on your Mac. You're no longer going to log into all these other, crystal clear, thank you so much. We're just going to log into Gmail, which that affords you the opportunity, the ability, the freedom, and the flexibility to log in from any internet connection. It syncs with your phone. It's just absolutely. Now, what I need you to do is create, especially for those of you who are trying to get to a place where you want to eventually have a virtual assistant or a staff member help you weed through your emails. This is something you could, honestly, you could hire a teenager. You could hire a high school student who's interested in business to go through your inbox once a day for about an hour and everything get to a point where you're at zero emails. Follow along. Here's the key though. If someone's going to be in your inbox, and this is big picture, right? So big picture is we're going to organize it. We're going to set it up so that things are labeled. We're going to create a workflow and canned responses. Okay. So once you have canned responses and people are able to kind of respond on your behalf or let you know when there's things that you need to look at, you still want, at least in my opinion, one very private email that no one, even your virtual team, sees. And the key to this is you have to think of it as like a sacred email address. It's an email address you're sharing with no one. So I have one private, unpublished, nobody knows about it except for like truly my closest friends. And when I want to have, you know, private conversations, which isn't very often, but those private conversations, I have a separate email account for that. And the great thing about Google is it lets you switch back and forth with one click. So you can create as many Gmail accounts as you'd like. I have a separate Gmail account that I use when I'm opting into other people's newsletters or freemiums or great content. I have a Gmail account that I just use for my personal, very personal, not business related conversations. And then I have the email account that, you know, the Gmail account that I've been using for forever and it's huge. Okay. So that's important because the next thing I'm going to have you do is follow this system. Okay. It is this. Write this down, please. Every single email that you see, and this is how you'll train your virtual staff member someday, is going to do this for you. They're going to do one of five things. Ready? Reply with a canned response or approved response. Number two, label the email. We'll get to that. Number three, archive the email after the reply. Number four, delete. Number five is delete and unsubscribe. So there's only, we're doing something with every single email we see. That's the key. We're going to touch it once. We don't go, I'm just going to scroll past that until I see one that I need to do something with. You see, that's how our inboxes get to a point where we have five. I saw one person here said they had 30,000 emails. That's not unheard of. What's happened there? That doesn't mean that she or he has 30,000 emails that they've ignored. It means that they've looked at who it's from or they've looked at the subject line and they've just gone past it and haven't done anything with it. So it's just sitting there. It's just sitting there. And do you know that takes up space on your hard drive? It takes up space on your free Google account. Yeah. And it slows everything down and it makes it impossible for you to search and find things. So from now on, we are going to look at every single email. We're going to do one of those five things. Remember what they are. Reply, label, archive it after a reply, delete or delete and unsubscribe. You good? You got that? Okay, cool. Now what I want you to do is set up rules where, well, you're going to set up what I call labels. So I, and you'll see this, I'm going to show you a ScreenFlow tutorial inside the Virtual Business Academy. But for those of you who are not in the Virtual Business Academy, picture this. So I've created three different labels. That's it. In my inbox, my Google inbox. And those labels are really important. Now, could I have 105 different labels? Yes, but then your labels are just as messy as everything else, right? So what I want you to do is to create labels. Archiving and deleting, I'm going to explain that in a minute. But thank you very much for that question. I got to write that down because see, that's something you're helping me right now because I have to explain that in VBA. Yeah, I use three labels. I don't even remember what most of them are. I've got three and I can only remember one because I really only use one. Okay, here are my labels. You ready? All emails and my assistant goes through my inbox first and their job is to do one of those five things. If it's something they can't answer, then it needs a label. If they can't answer it with a canned response, if they can't delete it, if they can't unsubscribe, then it needs a label. That means I need to reply to it. But I want the labels have to be one of these things. Number one is extremely urgent. That means I need to see it that day. The number two label that I use is reply today. The number three label that I use is of interest. That's it. Which means, I'm sorry, that wasn't reply today. It was reply this week. So it's extremely urgent, reply this week, or of interest. That's it. And my staff knows that their objective when they go through my inbox is to get rid of everything except for extremely urgent. Okay, so it's extremely urgent. That means I need to reply that day. The second one was reply this week. And the third one was of interest. So what would be one of interest? One of interest would be something where someone's proposing something to me or someone is, you know, has sent a really nice thank you email or something complimentary or, you know, something's like I'd feel bad if I ran into this person and I didn't know they had sent that email, right? But extremely urgent is the only thing I really need to look at that day. That's it. Everything else, I don't need to look at it. That's it. And my objective is to empower my staff so that they can try to handle it first to find out if there's something they can help that person with, if they can reply on my behalf. That's their objective. And they work to try to resolve it before they put it in the extremely urgent folder. Okay. Once it goes into the extremely urgent folder, then guess what? Guess what? Then I use another app called If This Then That. If This Then That. It's a really simple website where it'll say if, and you're going to select the icon for Gmail. Then you put, I select the icon for texting, which is SMS. So that, and then the if this, which is the Gmail, then text that is it sends me a text message. So if they label an email as extremely urgent, I get a text message. You know what that does? It keeps me out of my inbox. It keeps me out of my inbox. That text message tells me what just went in my urgent file and who it's from because I've set it up to be automated. Nobody else has to do it. It hits my text message. That way I'm not looking at my inbox. I don't look at my inbox. I do not look at my inbox. My goal is to get it to the point where each day I maybe have two or three things I have to respond to. And ideally, even when another thing that happens with this, I get that text message and I will see that somebody has sent me a message that says, I can't make the meeting time today at 4 p.m. Well, my staff doesn't know. I've already talked to that person. So they've labeled it as extremely urgent. I get a text message. I still don't have to open up my inbox because now I can text an assistant and say, hey, can you remove that from my extremely urgent. I've already talked to them and we've already rescheduled it. So my point is, oftentimes what happens is because I see what's going in my urgent file and because this keeps me out of it, because anytime I go in my inbox, I'm doomed. It's like walking into Costco. It's like strolling through Target without any place to be. I'm gonna spend hours there doing all kinds of things I don't need to be doing. So I try at all costs to avoid going in my inbox. So I want the text to come to my phone. And if I can handle it without even going in my inbox, that's a win. This system has taken me years, years to perfect. And I wouldn't say it's perfect, but it's getting really close. It's getting really, really close. You've got to have a level of trust with someone. It's got to be someone on your team who really, you know, knows you. You've got to give them permission to unsubscribe to things. You've got to give them permission to delete things. And of course, that takes time. And one of the best ways to do it is to screencast yourself going through your own inbox. So before you start organizing everything, don't turn this over after it's been organized. I want you to create a screencast of you going through those thousands of inbox messages that you've just ignored and record yourself going, oh, delete, delete. Oh, this is just a delete. Oh, this is delete. Oh, okay. And then there are certain labels that you can create for certain people that when you know, if something comes in from this person, just, I need to know. So you can label that separately if you want, or you can just have it set the rule, if you will, or by creating a lab, which we're going to show you in the Virtual Business Academy. We're going to show you with a tutorial how to set up some of these features. The labs are amazing. Like using canned responses is amazing. And it's going to save you so much time, and it will eventually allow you to empower somebody else to help you manage your inbox. It has been such a godsend to finally feel like I still know what's going on. I still know that everything's there if I need to see it. And the biggest relief for me is knowing I'm not going to miss something that's incredibly urgent or that makes me look like a total flake if I missed it. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to create this lesson now for the Virtual Business Academy. And of course, there'll be screen flows to teach you how to do some of these things. But is there anything other than the stuff I talked about that will be in the screen flows? Are there things that I didn't answer for you? Archive versus delete. Yeah, that's just a feature that allows you to archive, which means save all of your emails that, you know, maybe and for some reason you might need to save conversations, like it's conversation between you and your attorney or negotiations or something you'll need to refer back to. But so that it doesn't eat up all of the storage in your inbox, you can actually archive your emails. The Virtual Business Academy is open all year round. It's not something that we open up once a year. It's always open. Examples of canned responses. Canned responses are responses I've written, and there's a whole ton of them, but they're my words because I don't want somebody sending an email that doesn't sound like me, right? So a lot of them will be things like, I've written it like, hi, this is Shalene. I've written this email, but it's being sent by one of my members of my virtual team. I just want you to know that at the moment I'm working on creating new content for the Marketing Impact Academy. And if in the event that this is something that's urgent, please be sure to send me a text. If this is business related, please feel free to reach out to my assistant. So that's a canned response. A canned response might be things that you get asked over and over and over and over again. And you've replied to those in like five or six different ways, and you can save them so that all your virtual assistant has to do is go click and it sends off your words in a canned response. No, I'm not lying about who's replying. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it matters, but because you wrote it. But I also don't want people to think I'm in my inbox because I'm not. That if there's certain things that are so confidential, you don't want them to see it. Well, then you want to forward or create a separate email for those instances. But that's why it's really important that you hire a permanent staff member. Where do you keep those canned responses? It's a program that you set up within Gmail. It's part of their labs. So for those of you who are in VBA, there's a tutorial that shows you exactly step-by-step how to do the canned responses. Tips for those of us without assistance, get an assistant. Your business can only get so big. Your life is out of control without help. There's too much to do, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So you've got two choices. Work your ass off, work harder, get stressed, need Botox, get gray hair, and not make any more money. Or learn to delegate, learn to live, figure out how much money you're going to save by finding people to help you. That's your two choices. Live or work harder and get gray hair and need Botox. And yeah, you save so much money when you learn to delegate and have people help you. Yeah, so someone asked, okay, once I import, say I want to forward my old AOL emails and I want to forward my Mac emails and I want to forward my .me and I want to forward my domain. I want all those going to Gmail. Can I tell where it came from? Yes. You can sort, it actually sorts them automatically for you. Does your same VA that manages your email manage your messages and social media? No. At first it can for most of you. Yes, absolutely. You can have one VA do all of those things. We have a team, so everyone kind of does their own thing. But in the beginning, yeah, you can have my first virtual assistant did all of it. And now we have everyone kind of specializes. Do you have a custom signature with social media channels? No. But maybe some people would. First of all, I think it's an old, outdated habit to put all of your social media places in your email. I think you want to send people to one place and don't send them on a goose egg hunt. Don't say, here's where how to find me on Twitter. Here's how to find me on YouTube. Here's how to find me on Periscope. Here's how to find me on... Where are you? Just tell them where to go. Yeah, a call to action's cool. I want to send people to... But mine's a little different. It depends on the situation. Like, I'm usually trying not to have people figure out how to reach me, to be honest. I'm trying to, like, have people not reach me. You know what I mean? But like if you're emailing people and you're putting underneath your signature all the 85 different places people can reach you, what you're saying is like, here, have fun on this Easter egg hunt. Go to YouTube. And on YouTube, you can follow me over here on Facebook. And when you go to Facebook, you can, oh, by the way, don't forget to follow me on Periscope. Oh, thanks for following me on Periscope. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. It's like, but you want people to just get them to your website or get them to your opt-in, get them to your offer, get them to the place where they get something from you, right? Make it simple. I provided for you a solution to get your inbox to zero, like zero. So I gave you the rules, the setup, the system for creating a flow that literally gets your inbox to be a place that's a ghost town that you never visit, but yet you know what's going on. It's pretty amazing. Take care, guys. Bye.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address, and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.